Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. He loves us and he cares about us in every way of life. I thank the Lord that he's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is going to return very soon. And if you're strong in the Lord, always remember, your might is in him and your prayers avail much. We can be as mighty as we need to be in him. We can be as mighty as we want to be in him. There's no limit. We can be as mighty in him as we desire to be. It's just a prayer away. Believe God. Take him at his word. Don't refuse him. Have faith. Mix faith with what he gives you to do. Mix faith with what he says to you. Mix faith with his written word. Mix faith with his spoken word to you. Mix faith with his spoken word to you from other believers in Christ. The knowledge and voice of the Lord is detectable, because Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. A strange voice they won't follow." When people speak strange words, it doesn't qualify when you're in love with the Word of God, Jesus. When you love God and take him at his word, unqualified words don't qualify. And you can go forward in the Lord at your will. You don't have to wait. You have to respond in faith. And as long as you're in faith, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. There are those who need you to be strong and mighty in the Lord. Be strong. It's a choice. When Daniel was praying for his answer in chapter 9 and in chapter 11, when the angel came, the Lord said, "Be strong." The angel said, "Be strong." Because Daniel kept collapsing in the presence of the Lord and in the presence of the angels, because they had been in the glory of God. When the glory of God comes around, flesh collapses sometimes. But Gabriel, the angel said, the one that looked like a man said, "Be strong." Yeah, be strong. And then he was able to stand up and talk. He was wondering, "How can I stand in your presence?" He kept collapsing. In life, when things go wrong and the Lord will give you his word, there's strength in his word. That strength will sustain you. Receive the strength of God's word and allow it to strengthen you. Allow it to help you stand. And you'll be able to do the most perfect wisdom of God. Allow it to fortify you and you'll go forward using the word of God. And whatever he tells you, whatever he speaks, there's strength in it. Allow yourself to be strengthened by his word. Look to him. Never look to the circumstance. Never look to the weakness. Never look to other people's weakness. If you get the message out there in the wide world, if you speak God's word, especially when he guides you to speak it, there are those that will survive this life. And there are those that will reject it. There are those who will start off strong and fall. But there are those who will win, because somebody did God's will. You can do this. And it's not hard. Being there for people that you can't see. I do a radio ministry and a website broadcast. I don't get much feedback. But I know I speak what the Lord is saying to speak, and I know that He's using the words that He gave me to speak to help other people. The Lord is good that way. He is very faithful. And, you know, I believe Him for results. I don't put forth efforts and not look for results. I look for my results through Him. I pray to do His will, and I pray that, and I bless what God give me to do. I speak it up. I made a lot of progress in life through speaking God's word in faith. And I continue to do so. It works. A wise man once said, when you do something at work, keep doing it. And the Lord has given me greater and greater instructions. That clues me in to know that I'm not wasting my time. Jesus said, work while it's day, the night come when no man can work. And I want to work while it's day, and I want to do all that's in God's heart. I'm very interested in winning souls and helping people understand the life so they can live a greater life. But I can't look at what people are doing or not doing. I have to look at the Lord. Duty is ours, results are God's. Now, I've been teaching about the Word of God and how it works in our lives, how it makes us stronger. It gives us the insight that we need in many ways. You know, last week he had me teaching about how knowledge is at war with knowledge. God's knowledge is at war with worldly knowledge, which is Satan's knowledge, which is really deception and rebellion. Every form of deception and every form of rebellion and every form of debauchery is knowledge that tries to, that it's an enemy against the knowledge of God. And the knowledge of God is the enemy against the knowledge of the world. And we want to drive out that the things of old and receive the things of new. The word that we hear and the word that we've heard, we want those roots to grow deep in our hearts. When we have roots, we can withstand the evil days. A lot of people fail in the evil times. When things don't go that way. When things don't go my way, I look to the Lord even more. When things are going great, I look to the Lord. When the Lord give me good reports, He'll give you good reports. He tell me things, and I look to the Lord. Somebody will say, well, preacher, you look to the Lord whether He do good or bad. I look to the Lord whether I'm frustrated or very excited, because it works. You can't be unstable if you keep looking to the Lord. When you're in faith, you can't be double-minded. If you waver, you're going to be unstable. But if your eye be single, your whole body, your whole being is full of light. And you will see what to do and what not to do. If you see what to do, you will also see what not to do. You'll know what not to say. The reason people speak negative words is because they don't know the power of their own words. And those words shape your reality. They shape what you're going to, they shape your will. They shape other people's will who heard it. When you speak negatively over your children, it puts weights on their shoulder. When you speak positively to people, it challenges them to do better. And they know people are pulling for them and expecting the best results. And they have a greater drive for life. Wounded people that's wounded, It's just like a man being hurt. He don't run as fast. But God is good, and he's able to strengthen us. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, which means that sometimes you don't feel so strengthened. But you still got a job to do. And when you ask for help, God will strengthen you. He'll give you the courage you need. Whatever you need, he's got it. And he knows how to give you a revelation that'll wake you up. He knows how to give you more light so that you'll see what to do. And he don't just do it when things are going good. When things are not going good, he's right there with you. When he knows you're contending for the truth and for the faith, then he comes to our aid. If you could just see the Spirit, you'll stop battling depression, you'll conquer it. If you could see the spirit world, if you could see how the Lord is right there with you, if you could take time to notice that he's right there with you, you won't be afraid of your enemies anymore. You'll learn that there's no limit to how courageous you can be or how brave you can be. You'll be bold as you need to be. And I'm saying these things not just because it sounds good. These are things that I learned about. I was challenged in many ways. And as I look to the Lord, I always won. And I look forward to the things of God. I look forward to speaking his word and doing his word. And that gave me more insight. So I enjoy learning God's word. Everything I take time to learn, it blesses my life. It gives me balance. It gives me stability. It helps me to be stable. And when it comes to my emotions, I can control them and they don't control me. I can be patient. I can wait. Sometimes I'm required to wait. But whatever I have to do, I'm willing to do it. Because at the right time, the Lord will send me with a word somewhere and I'll minister it and people will be blessed. They'll have insight. They'll have knowledge. Everything with God is increasable. If you have joy, you can have great joy. If you have love, you can have much love. Your love can multiply in an exponential way, not in just a multiplied way, but in an exponential way. You know, you remember the math exponents. It's the same thing with if one could put 1,000 to flight, two could put 10,000 to flight. That's exponential. And that's true. And in that scripture, it was using against God, but it's the same thing. It applies. We can put 1,000 to flight, and two of us can put 10,000 to flight because we believe Jesus and take him at his word. But we're not limited to 10,000. As long as we have faith in what we're doing, we can do all things through Christ and whatever we have to do through Christ. And there's no limits in him. As men and women of God that love him, that put him first in our own lives, we're set up to be a great, tremendous blessing to others. We can't help people with everything per se, but we can speak the word of God and teach people, get them on track. We can help a lot, but they have to want it. The Lord can cause us to say whatever people need, but they have to want it. They have to desire it. A passion for the and love of God's word has to develop within them. And then they can benefit from God's abilities throughout our lives. The Lord doesn't run out of wisdom and knowledge, and He can give us all that we need to do all that's in His heart. He loves His people, and every person is very important to Him. We can go forward. We can be a blessing. We can get to know Him. We can be like Him. And we can learn His ways and His word. All that's in His heart, I desire to do all that's in His heart. Because I'm equipped in Him. This is nothing new. This is a standard that we're learning about. Years ago, as I began to seek the Lord and draw near to Him, I found out that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I can make a desired difference, because God makes a desired difference in our lives. But we are strong because our heritage is strong. God has given us the same benefits and blessings that He uses. This is our heritage, and our heritage is strong because we're of Him. We are like Him. He made us in His perfect image. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we can learn His ways. We can know Him. We can go forward. Look at what's possible, not the limitations that the enemy suggests. The abilities we have in Christ are great. It's amazing. I didn't always know the abilities I had. Some of the abilities I found out about, I found out through men of God in other places on the radio, just like you listening on the radio. I used to listen to Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Charles Capps, Scott Webb, pastors on the radio, Frank Matchin, other ministers I knew. And the Holy Spirit used them to get me started into an avenue of various understandings of faith. And and the enemy always tries something. And every time he tried to work against me, I used the principles of faith. And they work. Sometimes I would be greatly surprised at how good they work. And when I learned about authority from Kenneth Hagin, when the gunfight started, I talk about this sometimes, in the neighborhood I was living at, there was a lot of drug activity, more than gang activity, but there was some gang activity, but I mainly knew about the drug activity. I didn't know much about the gang activity. But nevertheless, they'd fight and they'd do gunfights, and I'd always rebuke the gunfights. Take authority over Satan's work, I found out that I cannot fail. In every way of life, I found out if I stand, I can't fall. If I stay true to the Word of God, if I believe it and operate in it, I would always win. That's because I was willing to walk according to God's Word. You can do the same thing. Getting people to understand what they have in Christ is not always easy, because people want it convenient and they think a certain way and they go by what they believe the most. That's why I say the knowledge of the world, the suggestions that, you know, lack of experience, lack of training, people can't see themselves doing some of the things that the apostles did, but you can do everything that Jesus did. And also the things that the apostles did. Because if you look to the Lord, you can do all things through Christ. Paul was telling the truth. And he showed us, his example was two extremes. Two extremes. He knew how to be abased and he knew how to abound. And if you know how to be abased and if you know how to abound, you can do everything in the middle through Christ who strengthens you. Now, I'm not saying these things just to be saying it to fill up time and airspace, just to make another recording. This is for life. You can do this. Many Christians don't understand what they can do. Many times, the way people present the word, it seems like they're talking to kindergartners. I'm talking about how pastors preach sometimes. They cater to people, try to get them to coax them into doing just a little bit. Just read a chapter a day. You got an ancient devil out there trying to destroy you. You need to know all of God's word. God told Joshua to meditate, to think on his word day and night. Not just read and study it, but consider it. Think on it. Absorb it. Grow roots. This is where your abilities through Christ comes from. This is how you're strengthened. This is how you live. If it's not in your heart and you get in a crisis, you won't know what to do. Everything you encounter don't have to be the next emergency. God shouldn't have to bail you out all the time. As we start doing the word of God, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Don't be persuaded by Christians that won't do all the stand. And they don't seek the Lord, and they don't follow on to know the Lord. They're not trying to know the Lord. They're not good examples. People can only be the example according to how they live and the strength that they have, the grace that they walk in. Everybody don't choose to follow on to know the Lord. But you do it. This can be a lonely walk. A lot of the things that I was learning, people had no clue. The things that the Lord was teaching me and helping me see and training me. Only a few people knew what I was doing. People's appetite is so weak against knowing God. And I'm serious. I don't even like saying this, but it's so weak against knowing God that I would try to tell them, and their attention would be on what they were going to eat for lunch or dinner or something. They'll leave a conversation that would help them grow and talk about football or basketball. Or they'll get off the phone. It's just not what they're interested in. And then when the crisis happened, they can't handle it. Now, God is not a respecter of person. He said to us that if our eye be single, our whole body would be full of light. He said to us, take heed how you hear. The way you measure it, it will be measured to you. This is the strength of your faith. He said, it will be done according to the power that works in you. And I said, wait a minute, Lord, one day. I read the scripture and I had an idea of what it meant. But I said, wait a minute, Lord, time out. Teach me something here. What is the power that works in us? And he told me plainly, it's the sum of what you believe. Sum, S-U-M. Just like you're doing math. 2 + 2, the sum is 4. 6 + 6, the sum is 12. 1 + 1, the sum is 2. You sum up everything you believe, and that's the strength of your faith. The strength of your faith, the way you measure it. And the way you measure it is based on what you think, how you think, your experience, what you see other people do. But this is going to get you. This is going to shock you. When you look at the Lord and you say, Jesus did it, when you get the concept, this is what I'm trying to say. When you retain the concept that I can do what Jesus did in him. Whatever he did, that he's my example. Whatever he did, this means that I can do it. When it comes to that point, you have a greater expectation and you'll automatically measure the word in a greater way. But if you when you read about what Jesus did and you say, well, that's good to know, but I wish I could do it. I can't do that. If you keep doing that, you're measuring the word too small and you'll never be able to do what he did. But some things you'll do and some things you won't. But what if you received everything he did? You received everything that the word said he did, and you received it as if you could do it, to the point that you attempt to do it. Even if you fail, hear me good, even if you fail, you can go and ask the Lord, why did I fail? And how can I not fail? If Christians would hold conversations with the Lord, they'll learn things that they're not learning. And they'll find out that they can have greater abilities. And your abilities mount up in him. You are designed to be more than a conqueror. You are designed to be greater and greater. Because you're designed to grow from glory to glory if you want to. But you have to receive the love of God. You can't operate in hatred. You can't operate according to the ways of the world, which I don't believe you want to. But you want to please God. You want to do what's in his heart. And as you spend time with the Lord, he'll relate. He's not trying to rush you into something. He will give you information that will prepare you properly. But you just have to receive it and then walk in it. And when that's in place, you're going to be fine. Even if you don't have quite enough strength get the job done, in a crisis, he'll help you do it. The gift of faith assists your faith. If you're in an emergency, you don't have time to go back and study and put things on pause and wait. When I got knocked off the motorcycle, a car hit me. I'm on the freeway doing 60 miles an hour. I'm sliding down the road. I said, Jesus. I didn't have time to say, oh, Lord, don't let me get hurt. All I had time to say was Jesus, and he rescued me. One car that would have hit me didn't hit me. And when I stopped sliding, finally, the other car didn't hit me. I was thrown out of the way by the angel because I cried out to the Lord, and he had the legal ability to help me out. And even if I didn't have quite enough faith for all that, he assisted my faith, the gift of faith, because I had a word of knowledge that I would live and not get broken up. And that's good to know while you're sliding on the concrete and asphalt at 60 miles an hour. I know I was slowing down every moment, but it took a while and it hurt. And I wasn't all broken up. And my adrenaline was so high, I was so happy and excited that I was alive. Now, our abilities increase. It get used to it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But the foundation that you'll need is in receiving God's word continually, receiving it, believing it, receiving it, standing on it, speaking it. Don't be afraid of failure. Everybody try to do something, fail in their attempts, but they're better than people that won't try. They're better off than those that sit back because they're afraid to fail. That's worse. They're a greater failure than the people who go out there and put in and try to do something and fall flat on their face and break their teeth. But they were trying to do something while the other ones were sitting at home. Thomas Edison didn't stop at the light bulb. He continued. He made many formulas until he got the one that would work. And they say that bulb's still burning, I believe. This is why you have to persist. You're not the first person to learn these things. The Lord did it first and foremost, and many other brothers and sisters have done it and will do it. But your descendants will do it. Your children will do what you do. They'll be prepared to do whatever it is you do. So if you win, they're more apt to win in life. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.